So we are continuing our theme week
on
weird roadside attractions
yes.
right here in the great state of New York.
New York.
And since today is Flag Day, I thought we would do a patriotic roadside attraction that can be found in Troy.
Troy, New York.
New York. Yes.
From Albany, Schenectady, and Troy.
Right.
Yeah.
In Troy.
What do they call that? The tri-cities? They call that something. The capital district.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right in there in Troy, there can be found one of two memorials to Uncle Sam.
Really?
Yes.
Was he from Troy?
He was. Yeah,
okay.
Uncle Sam was from Troy, New York. Who knew, right?
Yeah.
So it's a 12-foot tall aluminum statue of Uncle Sam, and that was dedicated at Riverfront Park in Troy in 1980. Now, according to legend, the character came into use during the War of 1812 and may have been named for Samuel Wilson.
Oh.
He was a meat packer who lived in Troy.
Sam, well, you're not thinking of the guy from Alice's Boyfriend for the Brady Bunch, right? Because he was... named Sam. He was also a butcher.
Oh, okay.
Sam the Butcher? No. Different guy.
Right. Different guy. So he was born in Massachusetts, but in 1789, at the age of 22, Samuel and his older brother, Ebenezer Wilson, they relocated by foot to Troy.
Sam and Ebenezer.
Yeah. They moved to Troy.
Right.
They first found success in brick making.
Oh.
And in 1793, decided to start a meat packing business. And it was through this business that Sam Wilson became known as Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Uncle
so during Sam the War of 1812, the demand for a supply of meat for the troops significantly increased. His meat packing location and the dock on the Hudson River, where they were located, made the business ready and ideal. So they secured a contract for 2,000 barrels of pork and 3,000 barrels of beef for a year to supply the troops.
That sounds like a lot.
The business held a staff of 200 men during this period, and Wilson was jolly and generous, and everyone who knew him, including his employees, called him Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam?
Yeah.
It's like Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil.
Did he do parking at local events in Troy?
No, but you know what? He could have.
Because he's jolly and happy.
That's right.
Happy.
It is. I didn't make that connection, but it is. It's just like Uncle Phil. Everyone knows him as Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Wilson was appointed a meat inspector for the American Army. His duties included checking the freshness of the meat and ensuring that it was properly packaged and that the barrels were according to specification. And each barrel was required to be labeled.
Oh.
And each barrel was marked EA-US. And a majority of the meat was shipped close by to a camp of 6,000 soldiers in Greenbush, New York. Many of the soldiers stationed there were locals of Troy, and so they knew Uncle Sam.
Sure, of course.
And so they joked that the letters US on the barrels stood for Uncle Sam instead of United States, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
So before long, even civilians were saying that Uncle Sam was feeding the troops. And it's believed that anything marked with the same initials, which a lot of Army property was, as you can imagine, also became linked with his name.
Really?
So while doubts have been raised as to the authenticity of this story, in 1961, Congress made it official.
Oh.
They adopted a resolution declaring Sam Wilson to be... the originator of Uncle Sam.
The real deal Uncle Sam. Did he dress like Uncle Sam, though?
He didn't.
Wrapping?
And he didn't even look like him, really.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So Uncle Sam was not the first figure to represent the country. The earliest known personification of the United States was a woman named Columbia, who first appeared in 1738, and sometimes was associated with Lady Liberty.
Okay.
With the American Revolutionary War came Brother Jonathan, which I've never heard of, but Brother Jonathan.
Jonathan, okay.
And then Uncle Sam finally appeared after the War of 1812.
That one stuck.
Yeah, that one stuck. So with Uncle Sam's new political symbolism came a new look. He began to take on the characteristics of another famous icon, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
interestingly, this transformation is widely credited to the 19th century illustrator Thomas Nast, who's also responsible for our image of Santa Claus, as well as the use of the donkey and the elephant as political party symbols.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But Uncle Sam did not get a standard appearance until the well-known recruitment image of Uncle Sam was first created by a guy named James Montgomery Flagg. Great name.
Yeah.
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 During World War I. Over 4 million copies of the poster were printed during World War I, and it was revived also for World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Flagg used his own face for that of Uncle Sam.
Really?
Adding the age, made him look a little bit older, and white goatee.
Oh, yeah.
He said that was later simply to avoid the trouble of trying to find a model. So he just used himself.
I just used myself.
Yeah.
What a giver. What a giver.
So Samuel Wilson died in July of 1854 at the age of 87.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And his birthday, September 13th,
yeah,
has been celebrated as Uncle Sam Day.
Oh, really?
Since 1989.
Is that on my phone? Is it gonna show up if I go to, let me go?
I doubt it.
What'd you say, September?
September 13th. Uncle Sam Day.
No, there's nothing on there.
No.
Nothing at all. But in fact, I'm completely free that day.
Good. You have plenty of time to celebrate.
Celebrate Uncle Sam Day.
Okay. Right.
All right. Let's see. You picked out a record to go along with Uncle Sam, did you?
Yeah. So we're going to play Song of the Patriot by Johnny Cash.
Very fitting, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Johnny Cash, the Song of the Patriot. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the statue of Uncle Sam that is in Troy, New York.
Yeah. Part of our theme week on weird roadside attractions, the New York State edition. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Uncle Sam was named for Sam Wilson, a meat packer who supplied rations to the troops during the War of 1812.
Uncle Sam was not the first figure to represent the United States.
And his birthday, September 13th, has been celebrated as Uncle Sam Day since 1989. So mark your calendars.
Mark your calendars, everybody. We're going to do a special
big old Uncle Sam party.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Were you red, white, and blue?
Oh,
and,
yeah. Wear your striped pants.
Yeah. Eat meat because he was a meat packer.
Meat packer,
sure. And all those things. Folks want to learn more about Uncle Sam from Troy, New York. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. Yeah. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right. We'll do Billy Idol in a few minutes. We've got some Earth, Wind, and Fire on the way. And the legendary drive at 5 o'clock, 222-4000, something you want to hear on the radio. We'll be happy to get that on for you. And one of our newest advertising partners is RoofMax. Sarah, you've heard of RoofMax.
I have.
We learned a lot about RoofMax.
We really did.
It is a really impressive product. It is from that TV show Shark Tank.
That's right.
And it's one of the most successful
products ever
seen on Shark Tank. What they can do is they can come out to your home, they can spray this, it's completely organic, right?
Human grade.
You can
soy based
on your shingles, and it puts the moisture back into your dry, cracked, wrinkly old shingles, and gets you another 5 years out of the life of your roof. You could apply it three times, you could get 15 years additional on the life of your roof. Now, this is ideal if perhaps you're thinking about selling your home in the next 5 years or so. Your roof is looking a little worn. This can rejuvenate your roof. So when somebody buys the house, the shingles are still in good condition, that kind of thing. So encourage you to reach out to RoofMax. You can learn more about them on their advertiser page at legends1027.com. Check it out.